help you?
Yeah, hi. May I speak with Wanda Ramey, please?
This is Wanda.
Well, hi, Wanda. My name's Craig Ranke. I'm an independent journalist. I was calling because we're talking to people, witnesses to the Pentagon attack on 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Are you the same Wanda Ramey?
Yes.
I was wondering if perhaps we could just ask you a couple questions about your experience.
Sure.
Great, appreciate it. I'm here with my partner, Aldo. My name's Craig. And we read that, of course, you actually witnessed the plane. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
My goodness, where were you located when you saw it?
I was in a security booth at the, called the Mall Plaza.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do you, I'm sorry, Wanda, my name's Aldo Marquis. I appreciate you taking our call.
No problem.
When you saw it coming over, do you remember where you saw it? Did it come over the Navy Annex? Did it come over, you know, to the left of the Navy Annex, to the right of the Navy Annex?
It came over the Navy Annex, but it came from that direction. I didn't pick the plane up until it was already just across the Navy Annex.
Okay. Now, do you remember which side of the gas station it was on? Whether it was on the Arlington Cemetery side of the gas station, or was it on the Route 27 side? Was it on the right side, your right side of the gas station, or the left side of the gas station?
To tell you the truth, I can't answer that question. I can't tell you that because I haven't envisioned the Pentagon, that attack, or anything that went on in so long now. I worked very hard to put all that behind me and forget it.
Sure. Yeah, we read about that, and we completely understand, and definitely appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
No problem. I remember the plane didn't, like, fly straight into the building. The plane, to me, appeared to hit down and bounce up into the building.
Really? Huh.
Do you recall what the color of the plane was?
No, to tell you the truth, today I couldn't tell you what color the plane is or anything else.
About for how long did you see it?
I would guess that was a matter of seconds. It seemed like forever.
Right. Did you notice it? Was it flying straight, level, or did you notice the wings tilting or the plane turning at all? Or
I remember the plane was tilted.
It was tilted? Okay. Tilted to its right or to its left?
From where I was standing, the plane was tilted more down to the left.
To the left, okay.
To your left or the plane's left?
That's a good question. I guess that would be to the plane's left.
To the plane's left, okay.
Now, when you say you saw it hit the light poles, are you absolutely certain that you watched it hit the light poles, or did you just see the light poles on the ground after the fact?
Today, I'm not absolutely certain about anything. I mean, have you had any clue as to how much medication I've taken since then and how much therapy I had? You know that remembering it isn't something I exactly wanted to do.
Sure. Okay.
And, well, Wanda, you know, we've interviewed quite a few people in regards to this event. Well, let me ask you this, too. Did the plane look like, you know, you said it was tilted, but did it look like it was turning at all? Or did it appear to just be coming on straight?
Well, I can't really answer that. I don't know if they were attempting to turn or not.
Okay.
And, okay, well, we've interviewed quite a few other people, including Pentagon police officers who were up at the gas station. I'm not sure if you know who Pentagon or Sergeant Legassi or Sergeant Brooks is.
You ever heard of Sergeant William Legassi or Sergeant Chadwick Brooks?
Yeah, I know both of them.
You know both of them, okay. Well, we actually had interviewed them as well as a Citgo gas station employee, also the heliport tower captain, Sean Boger. And quite a few other witnesses, and we've documented this flight path of this plane, and what it basically did up until the point where it reached the Pentagon. So we've interviewed these witnesses. The big problem is that where they placed the plane being where they all placed it, is on the Arlington Cemetery, or the north side of the gas station. Now, this is pretty... one of them also...
That's north of the gas station.
Well, to the right, if you're looking at the gas station from your security booth, they all claim that it was to the right of the gas station, to your right of the gas station. Would you agree that, that's probably correct?
If I was standing, say, across the street at the Navy Annex, it would be to the right of the gas station?
It'd been to the left. If the gas station's in front of...
It'd been to the left?
Yeah.
Right. If you're at the Navy Annex, you're facing the Pentagon and the gas station, it'd have been on the left side of the gas station.
So closer to Arlington Cemetery.
It came over...
I would say that's pretty accurate. It had to have come somewhere between there.
They were right on the gas station's property. Sergeant Brooks... And Sergeant Legassi, they all said that it was closer to Arlington Cemetery, or else directly over the Navy Annex. Did it seem to be...
That's very possible. I don't know.
Okay. Now, also, Chad Brooks had mentioned in his earlier account that he saw the plane hit the light poles. But then when we talked to him in person, he admitted that he didn't actually see it hit the light poles, but actually just saw them after the fact on the ground and put two and two together. So, do you think that might be the case with you, or do you expect that, or do you think you really recall actually seeing it hit the light poles?
I think I recall seeing it hit the light pole, but, you know, once again, that's been a long time and a lot of medication ago, so...
Sure.
Well,
I really don't know.
Well, how about this? There was also reports that the light pole actually speared the windshield of a cab. Did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I have heard that, though.
You have heard it, okay.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I've come to learn is that when a traumatic thing like that goes on, your mind just starts locking down on you.
Right. Let me ask you this, since you said that. Do you think that there's a possibility, and I asked Chadwick Brooks this, and he seemed to agree with me, but do you think there's a possibility that you could have been fooled?
Yeah, anything is possible. That's all I'll tell you on that. Anything is possible. Why anybody would want to do that, I wouldn't know, but you know. I'm just a low-level peon. I have no clue as to these large, important matters.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? Look, Wanda, we got your contact info. My name is Aldo. My partner's name is Craig. We'd love to stay in touch with you. We'll drop you an email on your business line. Could we at least keep the dialogue open? And if we ever had any other questions or concerns, that we could contact you again?
Yes, no problem.
Okay.
All right. I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you so much, Wanda. We really appreciate you talking with us.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.